I think the basic thing that it comes down to, that could be me. I always have that in the back of my mind, no matter how I've gotten to where I've gotten. I can always be that person on the street that people pass by every day. I could lose my job, I could lose, you know, whatever, and be that same person. But then the other aspect comes to me being an artist in this community and wanting to give back. My name is Curtis L. Chrysler, and this is my piece, The Man in the Last Pew, for the man with the same name as mine. It's a little thing for me to live through these cards. They show the places that make my mind smile. Places I'd live in if I knew magic or didn't have the job of owning all of the dreams of my past. Christmas cards are easier to live in. I've collected more than 3,000 cards since 1985. The reds and the blues that glitter have a different meaning when I can put my hands on the edges of their frame. People make me scratch my head. People take more time to show off true colors. And people forget people are not all hard. When in state's hands, I thought I would miss people. But the medicine made me only depend on the movies in my mind. Scenes where Mama sat in our living room while I read how the words to the Bible move in this life, without the worry of her suffering. Suffering comes like daylight into my bedroom now, taking me out of the darkness into creaky pews of Mission Church on Pearl Street. I bring with me Mama memories, the birthday and Christmas cards I hand out to the worn faces I have come to smile at in my comeback to the world. I could be a mad dog about it all, but I have food, the warmth of my apartment, and how God put new light in my head. The new moved out the old, and no institution will tie down my dreams now. I accept all my nightmares and all bright daylight shining too.